Shalom Aleichem, Shavua Tov Mevrach, Mishneh Yomi is in chapter 2 of Yevamot, Mishneh Zayin, Mishneh number 7. Now, yesterday on Shabbat in Mishneh Vav, we talked about the case where one man had married one of two sisters. Now, they knew at the time they got married, but then there was some sort of mix-up. He's not sure which sister he's actually married to. And again, it was the first stage of marriage, Kiddushin. They never went to Chuppah. They were never living together. And then Nebuch, that man passed away. What did the brothers do for Yibam or Chalitza? Now, Mishneh Zayin takes this a step further. Shnayim, two men, Shekidshu Shtei Achayot. They married two sisters. Zei Eino Yedea Eze Kiddush. Zei Eino Yedea Eze Kiddush. And neither of these men know exactly which sister it was. And these two men are not brothers. You can imagine a case where, you know, two young men at the yeshiva, they went to a man's house for Shabbos, and he said, hey, you know, you guys are great guys. I love what your Torah. You learn the Mishneh Yomi. You're wonderful. And I have two daughters. And they, you know, and then these guys had a ring with them, and, you know, they got married to the two girls, and then they started drinking. And now the next morning, they don't know which girl got which guy. So the Mishnah says, to fix this problem, Zeno ten shnei gittin. So the first man, Reuven, gives a get to both sisters, Zeinoten, and then Shimon, also the other man, they're not related, these two men, Noten, Shnei, Gittin. He gives a get, a divorce, to both of these sisters. Metu, but if both of these young men died, Vilezeach, and each had one brother, so similar to in Mishneh Vav, Zei Cholitz L'Shtehen. So the brother of the first man does Cholitza, the release ceremony, to both of these sisters, and the same with the brother of the other unrelated man. They have to do chalitza to both, just to make sure you've got the actual widow of his brother. Now that's if each one had one surviving brother. Now the Mishnah goes on, l'zei echad l'zei shnayim. What if one man had one surviving brother, the other one had two? So hayachid, the single surviving brother, choletz l'shtehen, he should do chalitza to the release on both of these sisters. The Hashnaim, and the side with two surviving brothers, now they have some options. Echad Cholitz, Echad Miyabim. The first brother can do a Chalitza, which will release the woman if she was actually the widow of his deceased brother. And the other one can do Yibam. Now, if the woman he's marrying in Yibam was actually the widow of his deceased brother, then Mazel Tov, it's a Yibam. And if not, then they were never, she was never married to the deceased brother, and Mazel Tov, it's still a marriage. Kodmu the konzu. If they went ahead without asking the rabbi or the bezdin what to do, the konzu, and they married both of these women, so the two brothers married the two sisters, ein motzi miyadam. We don't have to tell them to get divorced. Because at the end of the day, you know, the one brother was marrying either the widow of his deceased brother or a woman who has never had any sheikhas, never had any involvement. And the other one, the same thing. So one of them did a yibam, and the other one just did mazel tov, a regular marriage. How about Lizei Shnaim? So finally a case where both of the deceased young men who did this suffix, this doubtful kiddushin, they don't know who they married, they both had two brothers surviving them. So here it's going to get a little bit more complex, and the order matters to fix it up if they want to do a yibam. There are charts in the Earth Scroll that can help. So what do they do? So they both have two surviving brothers. Echav Shalzei Cholitz La'achat. So one of the brothers of the first deceased does chalitza to release one woman. And the brother from the other pair does chalitza on the other. So now each of the sisters has received one chalitza from the separate pairs of surviving brothers. And then, the other brother of one of the men can marry in Yibam if they want, the one who received chalitza from the other family. And vice versa. So at the end of the day, each of these marriages, it's either a marriage in Yibum, because they're getting the widow of their deceased brother, or they're actually marrying, it's not Yibum, but it's a straight marriage, to the other man's widow, but that woman was already freed via chalitza by the surviving brother of the other one. Since we've done the two chalitzas first, we could do the two Yibums on the other one, who got chalitza from the other family, and either way, it's either a Yibum or a marriage mazel tov. Kodmu Shnayim V'Cholzu. So what if the two brothers of family A, we'll call it, they both did a chalitza to the two sisters. Lo Yimabmu Shnayim. So the other family's brothers, family B, can't then do Yibam, because that family B hasn't done chalitza to either of these girls, so they might be accidentally marrying the sister of the widow that they're supposed to be taking care of. So what do they have to do? The Mishnah says, Ela echad cholitz v'echad miyabim. So one brother has to do chalitza, and then the second brother can do yibim on the leftover sister. Kanmu v'konsu en mutzin miyabim. But if they both did yibum, then they shouldn't have done that. It's out of order. But Lamaisa, one of them got his brother's widow, and one of them got, you know, an unrelated man's widow who had already received chalitza, so that was an allowed marriage. Now let's go on to Mishnah 8, Mishnah Ched, mitzvah begodul liyabim. The mitzvah is on the oldest child to do the yibum. It's actually an interesting drasha in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 25, habachor sher teled. So it sounds like what the Torah is talking about is a firstborn son coming out of the Yibum marriage that replaces, you know, takes the place of the deceased brother. But what it really is teaching, Chazal explained, is that, you know, it's better for the oldest brother, the Bechor, or the older brother, to, you know, to get first crack at Yibum if he wants to. You understand, the brothers are going to have a huddle and figure out if they want to do Yibum or Chalitza, and, you know, they have to consult the woman also, you know, and figure it out. And the Mishnah explains, im kodem katan zocha. If the younger brother went ahead and did yibum without asking, then yeah, it's a good yibum, it's a good marriage. Now the Mishnah continues with not really related cases, but a similar theme of someone doing something that's like not really the ideal way to do it, and cases where that's really not a good idea. Hanitun ol hashivcha. Somebody, a man who had a non-Jewish servant in the house, and there was a rumor. There was a rumor that there was something inappropriate between the two of them. V'nishtachara. And then he goes ahead and frees that woman. Ola nochrit. Or, you know, there's a rumor that he's dating a non-Jewish woman. V'nitgera. And then she, mazel tov, becomes Jewish. Harizel lo yichnos. He really, the man who the rumor is with, really should not marry that woman. That really looks not, you know, not above the board. Imkonos. But if they went ahead and did get married, we do not make them get separated. Now, it does come up from time to time in America that there can be a couple dating, and one of them is actually Jewish, and the other one is interested in becoming Jewish. And, you know, it happens, and you really need to consult, you know, competent halachic authorities on conversion and ask the right questions and find out, you know, Lamaisa, is this person converting because they love Judaism and they're interested in Judaism, or because they're interested in this other person? But again, consult your local expert in the rules and regulations and ideas of conversion. The Mishnah goes on, Hanitun ol eshet ish. However, if somebody has a rumor that there's something going on between a man and a married woman, someone else's wife, hotziyuha mitachat yadu, and that married man divorced that wife that was rumored about, afal pi shekonos yotzi, even if the man that she was suspected of being with immorally, even if they go ahead and get married, the court will make them get divorced. So the word in the Mishnah, hotzi uha, they remove her. This is an important word. The Gemara explains the court made a judgment that they need to get divorced. There was, you know, this is more than just a rumor or a speculation. There's some sort of testimony or hard evidence that something really inappropriate took place, and therefore, after the divorce from the first husband, she can't then go and marry the suspected adulterer. Yashar kochachem and shavua tov.